Selection from letter 59, 1905. B, 5905. Copied February 4th, 1905. 38. Page 173. The nurses connected with these institutions should be prepared to exert a soul-saving influence. Those who are not rooted and grounded in the truth should not be employed. Let them first become established in the truth. Then let them learn to be ever on guard, ever seeking to make the right impression on the minds of the sick. Nurses should always be pleasant and cheerful, and should show thoughtful consideration. They are ever to strive to do their work wisely and well, realizing that they are serving the Lord, and that in the discharge of their duties, they are to live out before unbelievers their faith in the truth for this time. Great care should be shown in choosing young people to connect with our sanitariums. Those who have not the love of the truth in the soul should not be chosen. The sick need to have wise words spoken to them. The influence of every worker should make an impression on the minds in favor of the religion of Christ. Light has been given me that the young people chosen to connect with our sanitariums should be those who have evidence that they have been apt learners in the school of Christ. Nurses should have regular Bible instruction, that they may be able to speak to the sick words that will enlighten and help them. Angels of God are in the rooms where the suffering ones are to take treatment, and the atmosphere surrounding the soul of the one giving treatment should be pure and fragrant. In the lives of the physicians and nurses, the virtues of Christ are to be seen. His principles are to be lived. Then, by what they do and say, the sick will be drawn to the Savior. It is to save the souls, as well as to cure the bodies of men and women, that our sanitariums are at much expense established. God designs that by means of them, the rich and the poor, the high and the low, shall find the bread from heaven and the water of life. An experienced Christian nurse in the sick room will use the best remedies within her knowledge for restoring the sufferer to health, and she will pleasantly and successfully draw the one for whom she is working to Christ, the healer of the soul as well as of the body. The lessons given, line upon line, here a little and there a little, will have their influence. The older nurses, whether they be men or women, should lose no opportunity of calling the attention of the sick to Christ. Those who care for the sick should be prepared to blend spiritual healing with physical healing. Let the nurses in our sanitariums show that in the solemn work of caring for the sick, they do not rely on drug medication, but on the power of Christ and the use of the simple remedies that He has provided, the application of hot and cold water, and simple, nourishing food, without intoxicating liquor of any kind, with judicious exercise, and a putting away of all injurious practices. In treatment such as this, there is health for the sick.